Declan, first of all, congratulations. An historic double. You can't really ask for much better than that.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, yes, absolutely delighted. Great performance. And that's what you're worried sometimes with the lads won't perform to the level that they've done all year. And you get an opportunity in the final and they just produce the goods. And the quality of the goals, the quality of the performance, the organisation and the will to win and the heart and the work rate, just tremendous performance. And I'm so proud of all the players and thoroughly deserved.
And Joe Bradley Walsh picked up the Man of the Match award, but surely it's one that you might share because it was just seemed like an all-round good performance.
Yeah, it was superb. Joe obviously got Man of the Match, scored a brilliant free kick, bent it around the wall and into the near post. What a finish, and it was a great start for us, obviously. And that gives a wee bit of momentum. In regards to the Man of the Match, I thought Ronan Gallagher was superb in the middle of the park. The work really done.
Connor Black was very good as
Connor
well.
Connor Black, what a finish he done as well in the second half. He couldn't finish it any better than he did. Jack Doherty in the middle of the park in the sixth row was superb. The back four were so organised. They'd done their jobs really, really well. Overall, when you won 3-0 against Shamrock Rovers, who have five or six international players, you come up and you perform to a high level.
And Gavin Bazunu as well.
Absolutely, and we got three past him. And so, listen, it couldn't have went any better. Great performance. But what it is, we've worked hard all year. We started last November. We put in all the work. We've worked twice, three times a week. And you get the rewards. You get a wee bit of luck when you work extremely hard. And the lads' commitment and the parents' commitment to driving the training, and also my coaching staff, Shane Barr, Barry Mullen, Mickey the physio, just put in so much work, and obviously is dedicated, obviously, the club for investing in the youth and investing on the 17s and 19s and the 15s. And it all pays off, and it gives everybody a lift, both the club, the supporters, the players, the coaches, for all the hard work. And it's just been a memorable year, and so delighted for everybody.
And Gabriel Aduaki, he doubled the leads shortly before the break. That must have eased the nerves a wee bit going into the interval at 2-0 up.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes at half time, when we're in at half time, we're 2-0 up and thinking, okay, what do we say to the lads now? Because half the job's done. We just got to finish it out now and do what we have to do. And you're always scared that maybe the Shamrock Rovers will get an opportunity and score, and they'll have a wee bit of momentum then. And how do you lift the guys? But I thought the second half, yeah, we managed. We just sat in a wee bit deep. The one love was a wee bit stronger in the second half. But the organisation, and we defended so well.
Rovers did put a lot of pressure on.
Yeah, they did, but without creating too many chances, to be fair, you know. I thought we handled all the pressure. We sat in there, yeah, absolutely. But with 3-0 up, we didn't have to go in, and we didn't have to be naive and go for a fourth. We just had to sit in there and do our job professionally, and the lads done that to a man.
And what's next for these lads, or are you just not thinking past tonight?
Oh, geez, listen, we'll get through tonight. It's been a memorable year. It's been a hard year. It's been a long year, but we have the rewards, and that helps everybody involved. But I suppose we'll just see how it goes. We'll have to sit down again. We'll have to evaluate the season. Obviously, it doesn't get any better than this. So next year is going to be a harder season for us. But we have to look at it, and we have to start back in, and we'll be holding trials for new players coming in. And there's a lot of the lads, there are nine of the squad that are available for next year, and obviously we're looking to complement that with Kevin McHugh's under 15s, and we're looking at other players outside of that. So, and there'll be trials. We'll have trials probably at the end of November for new players and select the squad to go forward next year and try to do the exact same again.